Nikita Koloff here, the devil's worst nightmare, with the Man Up podcast, where we talk to real men who have real stories, who realize it is time to man up. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, I have such a fun Saturday today. I have all my friends. I got to do Bob on the Christian Car Guy show, and so now I get my good friend Sam Main with Masculine Journey Radio. We have a fall boot camp coming up November 12th through the 15th. We're going to be talking about, obviously, the boot camp and people doing that. And then my other friend, you know, really, these are people I walk with, really, really, really close friends of mine, James Banks, Dr. James Banks, is going to be calling in the second segment with a story. It's an election story about a man that came to his door that I'm going to tell you. You want to hear this story. It just blew me away. And I was like, James, would you mind sharing that story tomorrow on my show? And so he agreed to call in. So we're going to get to hear that story. But you know, we're going to be talking about camp, Beth Ann. And so,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, and Sam's completely ready for this. So speaking of camp, specifically boot camp and Park Springs boot camp. So up at Park Springs, where we do our boot camps, not only do they have this amazing gym where Jack Dempsey trained that we get to do our boot talks in, right, Sam?
Yep.
But they have this great catch and release lake in which to fish.
Oh, nice.
They do. And they have some huge bass and crappie in there that, you know, Sam will tell you about how to use a line and all that stuff in there. But, you know, the last bass I caught when he came in,
I knew he
was blushing. You know why he was blushing, Sam?
I have no idea, Robbie.
You got an idea, Beth Ann?
No.
He'd seen the lake's bottom.
That's bass backward.
Yeah.
Well, it did tickle me, you know. And the pine trees, as you might imagine, they have lots of them up there. You know, they bring their trunks to the lake. They do. And I've seen them do this. You know, if they start to lean, they log in. And you might even guess this, that after a day of swimming in the lake, you may have seen the pines do this. And they sleep like a log. and this one's especially for you, Beth Ann. You know, there are a lot of dogwoods up there, too. Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Absolutely.
Tree.
And yeah. You know how you tell that's a dogwood?
Is it by its bark?
Correct.
Yay.
You can try that on your kids later today. You can always tell a dogwood by its bark. Absolutely. So, with all that said, we do have an amazing riddle today, a Bible riddle, and if you can guess this, we have a $199 boot camp that, like, if you want to send your husband or whoever you want to send, you know, you answer this riddle, we're going to give you a boot camp. Here's the question, very simple. Who was the branch manager in the Bible? I mean, when you think about Bible characters, which one was the branch manager? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Sam thinks he has that. If they do that, Beth Ann, you're going to tell them what they win after I just told them what they win.
I know. Well, you said they win the boot camp, which I think is rather generous, but do you mean like a ticket or like entry for the boot camp? Or?
It's $199. Yeah, they get the whole package.
Oh!
All those meals, and there are delicious meals. They get all the events. It starts Thursday. It goes through Sunday at noon.
Oh, wow, Robbie.
And
that's no joke.
It is no joke. And anybody who's ever been knows what a value it is, because most of what you get when you go there is you get a chance to hear from God, right, Sam?
Absolutely. Get your heart back.
Oh, and what is the date again?
November 12th.
Okay.
Through the 15th.
That's awesome.
So 866-348-7884. All you got to tell us is who was the branch manager in the Bible? A branch manager in the Bible. 866-348-7884. And yes, some of the neatest campers we ever met came from Kingdom Pursuits. We've done this a number of times, right, Sam?
We have. You know, I'm just thinking of the riddle. It still has me stumped. There you go, Robbie.
That's, yeah, there you go. Yeah. You got to really sink in your roots on this. You know,
you do. Yeah, we've had some great campers that have come from the Kingdom Pursuits, you know, from the winning the prize package. And I'm looking forward to whoever might be coming this time.
It is, because last time, at the last boot camp, most of the people that came off the podcast from all over the country. They've been listening to the podcast, Masculine Journey Radio. And so, you know, that was really neat because it was, you know, people that walk up to you that you never met in your life and they know you because they've been listening to you for years. And with that, you know, they get to binge listen through the...
Yeah, it was really different. You know, I'm used to going to boot camp and either having some returning people or having new people that come, obviously, but I've not really had that many listeners that were there. And so it was weird to have them be able to, they knew some of the stories. I mean, they knew from the podcast, they knew from the radio show, lots of different things. And so it was very interesting to have that type of effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guess what? They're calling in quick. So we got Elder Romero is in Gastonia. So, Elder, you're on the Christian Gargai show. Good morning. Or you're not on the Christian. You're on Kingdom Pursuit. So I'm so glad you called in. I bet you know who the branch manager was in the Bible.
Well, I hope so. All what I can tell you is that I think the branch manager in the Bible is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you can't miss with that answer. Because, I mean, he was on the tree for sure, and actually in all sorts of ways I can think about it, that you're absolutely right. It's Jesus.
Well, you have no idea how excited I am. I mean, I've been praying for Joshua Bookamp, and I've been going through a lot of hard times in my life. Biggest storm, and I mean, God knows how much I need it.
Oh, wow. Well, we are so excited, and our producer will get your phone number. We will get you all signed up, get your email and stuff, and we'll get you out the information on how you will join us. And boy, it's only, you know what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, just a few weeks away. And can't wait to meet you there and see you there.
I'm shaking. Thank you, sir. God bless you all for all what you're doing.
Thank you, Elder. God bless. We'll look forward to meeting you. That is really, really, really cool.
I can barely wait.
Same here. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
How fun is that, Sam?
Oh, that's incredible. You know, to have the first caller and be able to go and want to go. And so that's an awesome thing. Can't wait to meet him there.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And, you know, I always can't help but just think about the Robbie Dillmore pre-boot camp, Robbie Dillmore, and what happened in my life, right?
Yeah, I remember meeting him. That was a different experience.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
But I think about all the things that I dearly, dearly love, and I see God in them now that I didn't, you know, I did. Like this week, this very week, I got to take Harold, who if you listen to the Masculine Journey Radio Show, he's our 77-year-old, you know, old guy.
Yeah, yeah, he's the one we pick on.
And he says, you know, Robbie, I've never gone sailing. Right. And he knew I bought this sailboat, which, you know, it's not easy to get into the sailboat because it's not that big. And I got to take him sailing. And I would have never thought prior to my first boot camp that what part of my heart coming alive is God would want me to sail. And what all, and as I got to show Harold what the telltales were and what it meant to let out the sails, and he too could see God in the sailboat. As you begin to get your heart, you see God in things that you never would have seen him in before.
Oh, absolutely. I think there are times that we chalk things off as frivolous, you know, that they really don't mean that much. Maybe, I don't need that day away to go up to the mountains and just kind of hike around a little bit, or I don't need time to work in the yard, whatever that might look like for you. The things that kind of bring you joy, and your heart really needs the joy.
Yeah, even in We'll get to some yard work here in a minute because this is a big place where Sam's made some progress this year. So I don't want people to miss it. The grass seed is growing.
It is. It's looking good. I've mowed it twice.
On Coltsgate Drive.
Yeah,
I've
absolutely.
Been there.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we've got more with Sam. We're going to hear Dr. James's story. You're not going to want to miss this, please. You're going to be blown away at what happened on James's front porch when we come back. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we have a very wonderfully passionate folks, my friend Sam Main from Masculine Journey Radio, and up now, what we've been waiting for. I've told you about this story. It's amazing. Dr. James Banks, who does encouraging prayer with us here, but if you really carefully listen to Christian Car Guy Theater in the more recent episodes, you might notice that GMC Goodwill is now on the phone with us.
And I'm fired up and ready to go, Robbie.
Does thou havest a story for us?
Yay. I do indeed. I do indeed. And do you want me to just jump in?
Yeah, just jump in. Yeah, I've set it up, believe me, already.
Okay. Well, you know, I was working at home the other day, and the doorbell rang, and it looked like it was someone taking a survey. And I tried to answer that. It was clear that someone was home, and so I went to the door, and it's kind of interesting. The guy standing at the door, you know, he's got his clipboard, and he had just put a door hanger out there, and he's we're kind of opposites. I mean, he's all tatted up, and got some interesting tattoos, you know, and I'm kind of Mr. Clean without an earring, and he says, I just have five quick questions for you. We're doing a survey on climate change. And he said, I just want to ask you, you know, what do you think of climate change? Do you think it's an issue? And I said, well, you know, I do think that the climate has changed, that things are warmer right now. But the question is whether or not that's man-made. And he said, that's fine. And then he said, would you support a political candidate who's going to do something about climate change? And I said, well, honestly, you know, I'm not sure how much difference we can make in that, not knowing if it is man-made and looking at, you know, China and India that put out, you know, so much more than we do. And so I can't really say that I would. So he's, you know, he's 0-2 so far, and then he shows me the three candidates that they're supporting, and these are definitely not the candidates that I'm supporting.
Right.
And you know, would you support in any of these? And I said, well, this one, no, and kind of went through the list, and no, I'm afraid not. But still, you know, I was trying to have a cordial conversation with him because we live in such a polarized climate, and the truth is that we need to see ourselves as citizens of heaven first. And so I was just trying to, you know, talk to him as a citizen of heaven. And I said, you know, the real reason why I can't support any of these politicians is because I really believe in the sanctity of life. And as someone who, you know, believes that life matters to God and that unborn children matter to God, I'm going to vote accordingly. And then I thought, you know, let's go ahead and swing for the fence. And I said, you know, As a black man, you might be particularly interested in knowing about some of the history of Planned Parenthood. And I said, eugenics has a lot to do with it. And of course, you know, eugenics has to do with the preference of certain races in a population. So it's really the ultimate definition of systemic racism. And I said, did you know who Margaret Sanger was? And he said, no, I didn't. And I told him a little bit. And I said, you know, she even received a letter congratulating her on her work from none other than Adolf Hitler. And he said, well, let me write this down. This is interesting. I'm going to look into this some more. And I said, you know, there's a reason why there are so many Planned Parenthood clinics in the inner city, and it's not good. And I said, did you know that the majority of children who have been aborted are black females? And, you know, it was just a heart conversation about something that mattered to both of us. And then the conversation took a turn that I didn't anticipate. And he said, you know, I had a grandmother who was pro-life. And he said, let me tell you more about that. And he told me about his grandmother who would go door to door sharing her faith. And one day she was actually at a man's house having a Bible study. And the man raped her. And she decided, he told me, to have the baby. And he looked at me and he said, that baby was my mother. He said, I wouldn't be here if not for my grandmother's strong pro-life stance. And so here we are, you know, two individuals who, you know, would seem to be polar opposites, but we're having this great conversation about the value of life and how much we matter to God. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, I heard it yesterday, and I was like, you have to tell this story. And then there's more. And wait, folks, there's a little bit more. Because, you know, I have to tell you, you know, if you're not aware, James writes for Our Daily Bread. He's a fabulous writer. And his devotion, by the way, is this Sunday. You don't want to miss it. It's, if you got Our Daily Bread, look in this Sunday's devotion. It's James's. But his new book that's out is called Hope Lies Ahead. And he and his son, who was addicted to opiates, who is now a pastor down in Wilmington, wrote this book together on the journey that they went through of Hope Lies Ahead. And so, James, what happened next?
Well, here's the funny thing. A box of those books had just been delivered, and they were sitting right there at the front door. And I told him a little bit about what I do and that I'm a writer and a pastor, and I told him about Jeff's story and, you know, told him that this was a wonderful thing that God had given him a new identity in Christ. He no longer saw himself as an addict. He saw himself as a child of God. And I pulled out a copy of the book from the box and handed it to him. And he looked at it and he said, is this for me? And I thought, well, Lord, I'm committed here. I have to give him this book. So I said, yes, absolutely. It's for you. And then he said, well, could you sign it for me? And I said, of course, I'll sign it for you. And, you know, it was just, again, another opportunity to share faith. And I believe that we should do that when someone comes to our door, that maybe there's a reason why the Lord brought them there. And instead of just hiding, you know, my wife and I sometimes have a difference of opinion on this, but I like to just, you know, go out and have a quiet conversation. And I give him this copy of Hope Lies Ahead, and I thank him for going door to door and walking back out to his vehicle. And funniest thing was that as we were talking, I found out that he's actually supporting the same candidate that I am. And this was his job, and he was just doing it. So you never know. You just never know what twists and turns things are going to take. But God is good, and we can. Scripture says to be ready to give an answer for the hope that is in you, but do this with gentleness and respect. And for me, I'll tell you, this whole matter of the value of life, the sanctity of life, is so vital. Because how can a party talk about the importance of children and their future or justice and then allow for that which would cause the death of innocence before they even have a chance to breathe? And I just felt like that was what the Lord would have me talk about, and it ended up being a great conversation.
Yes, it did, James. I'm so grateful you called in today, my friend. So grateful our listeners got to hear that, because I'm never going to forget it, and next time somebody comes to my door, I'm going to remember. So, and not to mention, you got a great segment, Encouraging Prayer, coming up right after we finish here on Kingdom Pursuits. Thanks. And you guys want to hear that, because it's going to be a little bit, as I recall, something about, I'll let you introduce it since you wrote it.
Well, it has to do with when we've sinned and we've messed up and we just need to know that there's hope.
There you go. It's coming up on Encouraging Prayer in just a few minutes. We got Andy from Boot Camp coming, Sam, so stay tuned. Even Amy Cabo. We're loaded for bear now. So stay tuned. So much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so blessed to have with us my good friend Sam Main, and we had Dr. James Banks. As we are talking about the upcoming boot camp, November 12th through the 15th, and I want to mention again that Dr. James's book, Hope Lies Ahead, if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can register for the boot camp, which would be wonderful. Or if you want to get his book, which we talked about there, you can order it right there from Amazon. It's at kingdompursuits.com. And I can tell you, that's one compelling story, because his son Jeffrey does not hold anything back on what really went on. So here's a pastor's kid, right? And you can hear James. And I was telling Sam during the break that Pastor Little, when he was, had Dr. James under his, he said, "James, you sound a lot holier than you are." Because he does have that voice. It's so amazing. But I have my good friend. Speaking of good friends, we have Amy Cabo on the phone. And Amy is the host of The Cure, which is coming up at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. So excited that you guys are doing home church today. So welcome, Amy.
Yes. Thank you, Robbie. House church is a safe environment and a way to build friendships and brotherhood and trusting relationships in a safe environment among those of us who can grow with.
Yeah, and in community, which, under the COVID and all, I was thinking about that. What a great topic right now, that home church is a great way to get back into that close fellowship that people so desperately need, don't you think?
Well, I think it can build unique relationships that may not otherwise be found in traditional churches. It can bring about greater bond. And also, in these times that are scary, whether we be disappointed in our churches or we live in fear or whatever the case may be, this can be very helpful, and it's more on a personable level.
It really is. And again, this is a live show. It's on at 1 o'clock, so you can call in and share your thoughts with Amy, and they'll be looking forward to it. Thank you, Amy.
Nice. Thank you, Robbie, and God bless.
Always so excited to hear your show. God bless. All right. Also with us today, we have my good friend Andy Thomas, who, you know, we refer to him as what, Sam?
Andy!
Oh, goodness.
And it begins.
But Amy, along your lines, see, it's a community. And when you really are, if you think about it, when you're at home with your family, that's when you get called all the names, right? That's when you know, people can really be real. And that's the thing I love about a home church idea is it gives you that community. So I love your topic today, Amy. God bless.
And not only that, but you can have discussion, which is great. You can't do that at church.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we're looking forward to your show. So, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys.
You're up in Boone today,
and I am.
And it's peak week. It's peak weekend, right? Actually, Tammy and I are driving your way. And we're going to go look at the leaves today. So how beautiful! But
you know,
if we got all these people listening, they're thinking, well, "Do I want to come November 12th through the 15th?" Andy, here's your moment in the sun. You got to tell them.
Okay, absolutely. Well, first of all, though, I don't know about you, Sam, but I don't remember getting this invitation to a sailing cruise or whatever. So I'm kind of upset about that.
So, yeah. Well, we've got a few years till we catch up with Harold. So
That's true.
Well, Harold, true. He applied the verse, "You have not because you ask not." Because to tell you, all three of you, or anybody else for that matter, that if they want to go sailing, you know, I've got the boat, and all you have to do is just say, "Man, I've got this open," because I love it. And Harold had a blast, but it was really fun, Andy.
Why don't you bring it to boot camp with you?
I wish I could, but it gotcha. You'd have to drop the mast and all that stuff. Ugh.
Yeah, lake's not quite big enough to sail on.
Yeah.
No, the centerboard would be hitting the mud, and it would be ugly. So, and those bass that are, you know, blushing, I don't know if you heard that at the beginning, but... My centerboard would also be blushing because he would be hitting the lake's bottom. So I'm not letting you off the hook, Andy. You only have a few seconds here to share. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Sure, I won't keep it anymore. I was just looking back through my email. It was 8 years ago. I think it was November 15th to the 18th back then. So it's right. I mean, it's like right at a year. I mean, the anniversary of 8 years, 2012, when I went to my first boot camp, not really knowing what to expect, and just knew that I'd read Wild at Heart. I felt like, I was like, man, this is some of the thoughts that I've had for a long time that I just didn't feel like as a man that there was more to the gospel than what I had saw from a masculine perspective. And so I went to the boot camp and I've been hooked. I haven't missed one since. Totally changed my life, so much so that I have become part of the ministry and have a band of brothers that have helped me walk through a lot of different stuff. And you don't know what you don't know, but you'll learn a lot and you'll figure out some things that you just had blind spots for, of what a relationship with Jesus is, finding God as truly your Father, and just really experiencing more of life in the way that you were created to be. Uniquely in this message is as a man, as what to the differences are. There are two genders. They do have different core desires. They do have different I don't know, just different ways of looking upon things. And, you know, things that excited me, you know, we talk about the core desire, the adventure to live, the battle to fight, the beauty to rescue. All those things made a lot more sense when they were put in that context. And I have to speak about Sam and Robbie and Darren and the ones that started it up, how much we are blessed to have this available to us. In the area. I mean, I went to after I'd been to the boot camps for, you know, quite a few years, I went to the one out in Colorado, which was awesome in itself, being in the Colorado mountains. And there was, God had something for me there too. But I was amazed to realize how much of what goes on in the boot camps in Colorado are the same things that happen in a local boot camp right here in North Carolina. It's the same message, but it's people with different and unique stories that God always finds a way to have the right message from the right person for the right heart. And it just, it's just powerful. So I'll shut up now.
No, actually, Andy, thank you. That was great. I had a question for you on that. So if you've been coming to boot camp for roughly 8 years, let's just call that somewhere around, you know, 14 to 16 boot camps. How in the world could mm-hmm. you keep getting stuff from boot camps? I mean, it's the same talks. You know, we do vary a little bit, but it's basically the same talks. If someone has been to a boot camp and is thinking about, well, should I really go back? I've kind of heard it. What keeps you coming back? And is it fresh each time for you?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Just an example, okay? So a lot of times we are all wounded human beings, and men have their unique woundedness. So, you know, a lot of times we don't go into those wounds. We don't think about those wounds in a deeper context. We just, like I'd like to say, is we put a Band-Aid of salvation on things and just move on, and we don't go deep into those wounds. Well, every time that you go back and you hear somebody that's giving the wound talk at a boot camp, you're going to hear different guys give different stories. And a lot of times that those stories will be different, and there'll be different woundings. But when you hear those unique perspectives from different men, all ordained by God, there's a timing factor, there's a thing where God just aligns things, and you're able to, you know, experience and get new freedom from that wounding, healing from that wounding that you wouldn't have in the previous boot camp because it's a different story and a different message at a different time. Then your heart is ready to receive it. So that's why it's important to keep coming back, because you're always going to...
Speaking of coming back, Andy, we got a break. So they need to come back, because we got one more segment of Kingdom Pursuits. Stay tuned. So welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And if you wanted to say, as Robbie, if you knew me well, Robbie, where's your, if of all the different cool things you get to be involved in, what would you say is the most passionate? I would tell you that for me personally, where I've seen the most fruit in my own personal ministry and the most hearts changed, lives changed, that God come in and do things that just blew me away, I would have to say it's been doing and working with the Masculine Journey Boot Camps, which again mm-hmm. is coming up November 12th through the 15th. It's there, kingdompursuits.com. You can register. But Andy, as fair play, Sam always does this to us. You know, he has these questions that we never thought of, and now all of a sudden, you know, here he goes. So I'm going to turn his own question back on him. Like, Sam, you've been, you know, if Andy's been to 16 boot camps, you've probably been to 30. I mean, yeah. How's it fresh for you?
I think a couple things are different. I think where I'm at in life, God's always the same. Let me start there. You know, God's the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. What's different when I go to a boot camp is I'm in a different place than I was at the last boot camp. You know, I could be in a better place, could be in a worse place, but I'm not usually in the same place, right? Life never stays the same. The one thing that's constant is always changing. And so I'm coming at a boot camp from a different place, and a lot of times it's in a better place. You know, and so I'm closer to God than I'd been in the past. And so God has something new to share with me. You know, and every time I think that, you know, I've got a talk coming up, I'm like, yeah, I know that talk backwards and forwards. I've given that talk a handful of times. I've heard it, you know, 25, 30 times. God is new every time, you know, and he shares something with me. In this last boot camp, I'd been struggling with some stuff, with some online dating, you know, that I had done, and really struggling with, some things in a talk you did, Robbie. Really just God came at me, spoke to my heart, helped me put some things in perspective, and really changed how I felt about, you know, just dating in general. I just have not really wanted to date because I want to wait on God's timing, you know, and it's such a long story. I don't really have time to share it all, but it was really good for my heart. And it's something that was the nugget of several nuggets I got that weekend that I really needed for my heart. It had really been troubling me. And so I was very grateful for that boot camp and your desire to deliver that message that you gave, you know. And it was just a passage from Song of Solomon, the one I give you the hardest time about, you know, that book, you know, because you're quoting it a lot, you know, and I give you, you tease you a lot about it. But obviously God uses that humor back at me and says, oh yeah, there's a nugget for you. And it comes, guess what, right from Song of Solomon. So yeah.
And similarly, you gave the warfare talk.
Yeah.
And Rodney responded. You know, I don't know how many warfare talks I've sat through, don't know how many warfare talks I've done. And, you know, Rodney's agreement blasts me right across the eyes, like, oh, I do have that agreement that I disappoint my father. And I found a father, I mean, after however many boot camps, I find a severe father wound that I was, you know, it was just under layers and layers. Like you always say, Shrek says it's layers.
Yeah, and the thing that's great about, you know, your story with your father, your dad's done talk with you at boot camp. When your dad was living, he shared a talk with you.
Right.
You know, and there was some great healing and stuff there. But even though there's been healing and great relationship that you had with your father before he passed away, there was still some wounding from down deep that God had to get at. And that's not a disservice to your memory of your dad. It actually brings you closer to him in the long run as God works in that area and lets you understand him a little better.
And Andy, you experienced the same thing, even in the talk that you gave, your Father by God talk, just blew you away, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, 2019 was a year where I really, probably 2018, 2019, where I really began to see God deeper. God is truly my Father. And you know, just walking that out and then being able to talk about it. Because I remember when I heard Todd, who used to give that talk, and how incredible that was. And then being able to be honored. I mean, when I first came to boot camp, it really wasn't focused on finding God as my Father at a deeper level. It was, you know, kind of like it is in most things where you go about trying to get self-help and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how to do life better or whatever, I guess. But, you know, just the experience of really digging into that. But being able to actually do the talk, he keep bringing me things deeper into my story and my, you know, the orphan spirit that I carried from, you know, my dad leaving me. Just had to. It wasn't because he was bad or anything. He had to leave the state when I was, you know, like a teenager. And just how much God had come in and filled that orphan feeling and really become a true father to me. But just to be able to experience it, and then you're constantly talking to other guys about their story and their experience and how they found God the Father. It really just came alive again, and I'm excited to be able to, I think I'm doing that talk again this time. But, you know, I could stay on this one for a while because it's so meaningful. If there's anything that I feel like the gospel is about, is really is how important Jesus is to the story.
Andy, I hate to cut you off, but I got Clay, who's going to give him the last word. So we got about 30 seconds, Clay.
Sorry, brother.
Go ahead and jump in and tell
us. Well, hey, brother Sam. Hey, brother Andy. God bless y'all, man. Hey. Wonderful to hear you guys. And, you know, I would just like to throw in my two cents because I remember when I was going through what I was going through and I got to touch base with brother Robbie, you know, a few years ago, and I got to come to the first one. I haven't been to 16 or 30 or anything like that, but it's well worth it. If I can, for those people that are listening to what is being said about what Brother Robbie and Brother Sam,
yeah,
I got to
cut you off, I'm afraid. Go to kingdompursuits.com.
This is the Truth Network.